Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Toxic Masculinity, and today is my look at COVID-19. It's a rant, it's a rave. I'm going to just be my toxic self, and we're going to get into it. Okay, I was going to talk about the Second Amendment and COVID-19, but we're not even going to get into that yet. Let's talk about the First Amendment and COVID-19. First of all, the freedom of assembly, the freedom of religion. We are now in a scenario, 3 to 4 months into this mess, that we can't even go to church unless they're going to fine us or mandatory quarantine after they take down our license. Excuse me, is this Nazi Germany? I mean, this is exactly what the Third Reich did. Not even the Third Reich. Third Reich didn't care if you assembled unless you were Jew or Gypsy or one of the other OTWs, as I call them, other than whites. This is more like communist Russia during Stalin's time of, you know, we're going to know who everybody is here and what they're doing, and we're going to take this down. Then on top of that, now governors are saying no assembly whatsoever, even in your homes. Even in my home, what are you going to do? Send the cops in? This is going to turn into a bloodbath, ladies and gentlemen, okay? This is going to turn into a bloodbath because there are certain areas of the country, certain states, certain locations where you try to go into somebody's home to enforce quarantine or social distancing, they don't care if you wear a shield. They're going to cut you in half with a shotgun. So we are on the cusp of things, but we're not even getting into the Second Amendment yet. This is all about the First Amendment. This is all about the First Amendment, the Constitution, the constitutional overreach of the government into your God-given rights. And we're only 4 months into this. But there's something I want to bring up. So stick with us. And sheriffs are not going to arrest people and do a lot of this with these mandates. They're just not going to. Kind of like gun confiscation orders. They're going to get to the point where they're like, you know what? This isn't happening. And we're not going to enforce these idiotic executive orders that aren't even law. So now we're looking, I've always been the type of person that I want to go by the numbers. And going by the numbers is going to put it this way. We have about there's a quandary, it's between 330 and 380 million people in this country. Now they were saying that we might get up around 200,000 to 300,000 deaths from coronavirus and from COVID-19 before we reach the peak. And, you know, that's going to be first, before I give out these numbers, let me be clear. 500 deaths, 50 deaths, 5 deaths from this is bad. It's tragic, okay? But we also have to look at this from certain standpoints. And by the numbers, we'll say for the sake, we'll keep it nice round numbers, okay? 350 million people in this country, okay? And let's say for the sake of argument, 300,000 people die, or 350,000, okay? 350,000 people die out of 330 million. That is 1/10 millionth of 1%. It is so small it doesn't even register on the scale. And globally they're saying, oh, well, you know, we could have 2 to 3 million people die worldwide. Horrific, yes. But we have 8.5 billion people in this country, in this world. You take those numbers, you do the maths. 0.25%. 0.25%. And for the country at 350,000 deaths, and we're not even going to get that close, you're looking at 0.0007 to 0.9 on that number. 3, 4 zeros to the right of the decimal. It doesn't even register. But yeah, we're going to shut down the entire fucking country. We're going to blow everything up. We're going to shut this down because 1/10,000,000th of 1% of the nation might die from this. I think there's something else at work. Now, the last one, I was using numbers that were given by the American health officials as well as the World Health Organization as far as projected estimate deaths. Those were the numbers I used versus the population of this country, estimated, and estimated population of the world. Now, this is what I think is going on. The globalists have always wanted to lock down the world. They want to see what it would take to get us to comply. I have never seen anything like this in my lifetime. There's no hue and cry. There's no main people, maybe Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson's about the only one that's out there asking questions going, this shit don't make sense with the numbers and with what the experts are saying. But we're sitting here, and I really think this is a trial run for when they lock down this country with martial law. I think we're going to have 4 more years of Trump. I think his nationalism is going to borrow us another 4 more years, and then we're going to get either 4 to 8 years in, we're going to get somebody else in there, and they're going to remember coronavirus. They're going to remember COVID-19. They're going to remember how easy it was to lock this country down. And they're going to go from there. That's my theory. This is a trial run. Because when the numbers are that small for infected, and I know what everybody's going to say, well, it could have gotten a lot worse. Well, if you listen to the people that deal with infectious diseases, other than the nitwits in government, people that have been in charge of these organizations for 30, 40 years, they talk about herd immunity. The only way to do that is to let it peak, let it spike real fast, so that way everybody gets immune to it real fast. If you flatten the curve, because we're all in this together, you prolong the virus, which means you keep things locked down more, which means, guess what? You can control people longer. It's a dry run. It's a dry run for the next, within the next 10 years, to lock this country down for purpose of control. And the deep state is battling the nationalists, and we're going to see what goes on with that. But the numbers just don't match up with the response that we have to this. The only other logical explanation to this is the numbers are 50 to 100 to 1,000 times worse than what they're telling us. And they know that if they told us the true numbers, there'd be rioting and blood in the streets. But I think it's a dry run. And soon there's going to be social unrest. People are just going to turn around and they're going to say, fuck it. We're not, I'm going into the fucking store to buy my groceries without a fucking, I was just informed tonight at Ralph's that starting tomorrow, everybody that comes to shop will be required to wear a mask. Why? Why? There's nobody in your fucking store anyway. And there's, why? Because I might give it to somebody. In the next segment, I'm going to get into something that is the most retarded thing that I've ever heard of, and these are being done by the most brilliant people. But what, you're afraid I'm going to get it or give it to somebody? So you're going to mandate we wear masks shopping. I'm going to jump around a little bit here because my thoughts are just kind of bouncing in and out, and I'm doing this spontaneously. I'm actually in my Dodge Durango right now. I needed to get out of the house a little bit of different scenario. So I'm doing this from my SUV. So this might bounce around a little bit, but I want to cover different bases, and we may backtrack in this and that, but it's all good. You know how we do that here at Toxic Masculinity. Here's the thing. Masks. Let's talk about masks. Okay, the N95 mask. Well, they told us you shouldn't wear. First, get them. Then you can't get them because they're not going to be effective. And now they're like, no, you need to wear them everywhere. Well, here's the thing, folks. And now the N95 mask and the surgical mask, okay, those are designed within reason to block certain bacteria, this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I was in the medical profession for a while, but I got away from it. They're much better now than they used to be. It's these cloth masks. We're sewing cloth masks to donate. Okay, what does cloth do? Cloth is absorbent. So if you're next to somebody or within a certain realm of somebody that's coughing in an enclosed space, cloth absorbs. Now, if you have COVID-19 and you're breathing through these masks, eventually the moisture from the breathing is going to permeate through the mask or through the cloth. And now as you breathe, you're projecting through the mask, through that moisture, whatever sickness you have. It is the most retarded thing I have ever seen in my life. And we've got medical experts out here going, yeah, you know, well, the cloth masks are, you know, really? Really? These cloth masks are not even going to keep out dust from a dust storm. And you're expecting them to keep out a virus that is 1/10,000th of a micron or whatever it is that's smaller than even HIV? Or however it is, I don't know, I'm not a scientist, but yeah, a grain of sand looks like Mount Rushmore compared to this stuff. Well, no, you gotta wear them, because you know, it is so fucking retarded. Whatever happened to immune systems? Okay, I have some pre-existing conditions. I'm type 2 diabetic, that I'm working on resolving through weight loss and diet. So I'm type 2 diabetic, and I'm obese. I have these pre-existing conditions that make me that much more susceptible to getting this and dying from it. But you know what else I have? I have a fucking immune system. The greatest meme in the world is the one where it shows coronavirus as a cartoon character, and it jumps into the system, and they're like, dude, you know, coronavirus sitting here going, bitch, this is how you live? Yeah, because after 20 years of sniffing construction dust, sawdust, welding dust, smoke, 10 years of smoking, chewing tobacco, smoking various different things that we'll not get into, and all of the stuff that I've put into my body, I actually have a fucking immune system. And guess what? If you have an immune system, even with foreign antibodies, or foreign bacterias and viruses, the body will fight it and will form antibodies towards it. It's called logic. This is fourth grade biology, people. Fourth grade science. If you have an immune system, but you see, we've lived in a society that is so sterile for so long that nobody has an immune system. And nobody can pick up herd immunity very quick. That's why everybody's in fucking panic mode. Oh my God, I got handed a moist wipe as I walked into Ralph's tonight. Okay, this is where we're at. Nobody had, you know, my daughter had pneumonia here a couple months ago, back in November. The symptoms she had with the pneumonia, looking at it now, were probably identical to coronavirus. They put her on antibiotics. She's a kid. She's got a good immune system. Everybody in the house kind of had their own manifestation of it. Even I was over there. But I didn't get one aspect of sickness. I had a sinus infection, that was it. Nothing else. Some echinacea, some CoQ10, doses of vitamin C, and a few other things, and I was golden. Masks, people. You want to wear a mask? Get a fucking gas mask. Okay? If you want something that's truly going to keep the shit out of your system, wear a fucking gas mask, because everything else is not going to keep 100% of this shit out of your system from either sucking it in or projecting it. Now, if you're wearing a surgical mask, you're wearing an N95 mask, you have a better chance of not breathing it in or giving it to somebody else. If you're wearing a cloth mask, it's a fucking bacteria farm and a virus farm. And don't even get me started with bandanas. Wear a real mask or don't wear the mask at all. Because I'm getting tired of this bullshit. There are reasons why surgical masks, N95 masks, respirators, and gas masks are made the way they're made. If you're wearing a cloth mask, and they give you guidelines for cleaning it and this and that and the other, fuck that. If you're wearing a cloth mask, you at the end of usage or at the end of the day, you need to throw it out and get another one. Just the same as you would a basic surgical mask, because all you're doing is breeding bacteria. Oh, well, I'll clean it and this, that, and the other and blah, blah. Yeah, but then we've got the next thing of you set it down, you're going to clean it the next morning. Coronavirus can live on cardboard for 12 hours, can live on hard surfaces for 24 hours, can live on stainless steel for up to 3 days from what has been said. The only thing that really kills it is copper or colloidal silver, which is in a antibacterial and an antiseptic that you can take internally. This stuff has been known to kill HIV in a petri dish in less than 6 minutes. If it can kill HIV, it's definitely going to kill coronavirus. If you want to know more about that, DM me, text message me. If you got my number, email me. Send messages here. We'll talk about it. I'm not saying it's a cure-all. I'm not saying that. But there is old scientific data that says, hey, this is what it does to viruses and bacteria. It's viable. But this lunacy with these masks, people. Whatever you want to do is fine. You know, it's a relatively free country. Do whatever the hell you want to do. But just know, if it's cloth, it's absorbent. You're either going to suck in what is out there, or as it gets moist and as it gets wet, you're going to project out what it is you have, ultimately. Well, I'm standing further than 6 feet away. Well, you may get it on things that people are later going to touch, and it's still going to spread. Now, I'm not a medical expert. I may be wrong about that, but I know enough about cloth, and I know enough about how it operates to know I'm not happy with it. Try to get the N95 or a surgical mask or whatever if it makes you feel better. If psychologically you need it, get those. Because the cloth masks, I don't know. I just don't see them working. That's all. Now, as I said before, and we're getting into this, I think this is also going to go into the Second Amendment. And what they're doing is they're slowly... COVID-19 will be the death of the Constitution. Now, remember this. The Constitution is not our rights. It is the government's restriction to our rights. Our rights are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Whatever falls into those three categories is our right, including right to assemble, right to go to church, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, right to keep and bear arms, right to travel. All of these fall under life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and then some. But now, if they're going to start mandating quarantining because you went to church and were sitting in your own vehicle, and here in Chula Vista, we have a order that you're not supposed to go outside at all without a mask. People, I'm sitting right now outside in my car. I don't have a mask on. I'm not going to get infected. You know, it's like the guy that was paddleboarding out in the middle of the frickin' ocean up in L.A. There's nobody around for miles. He gets off the paddleboard. He's immediately arrested by the cops who are violating the 6-foot order to arrest him because he was outside without government's permission, without the God King Gavin Newsom or the mayor of L.A. or the mayor of San Diego or the mayor of Chula Vista out without their permission. You can't tell me this isn't a dry run for something bigger. And as they quarantine you, they're all in order to quarantine you correctly. Well, now we have probable cause to search your house. And so now they're going to start searching houses. They're going to start confiscating guns. This is going to turn out really bad because eventually what's going to happen is the cops are going to have to go home and protect their own families. Or there are going to be certain people that have just had enough. A certain segment of the population, we the people, are going to say, hell no, we won't go. And it's going to be on like Donkey Kong. So this could turn very bad for the Bill of Rights. Well, not could, it is. I'm just waiting to see what the next rollout is. So now, here we sit. We are in a mindset of we're going to comply with these orders, no matter what. And from that, we are literally giving up our rights. Remember, it was Ben Franklin that said, if you are willing to give up certain liberties for peace and safety, you deserve neither. And we are at a point in our nation where we're willing to give up our God-given rights for a little bit of security. What's going to be the inevitable outcome of that? You notice one thing with this whole coronavirus thing is, you know, all the LGBT, QRS, WXYZ group. You know, look, I've said in the past, I've said in past podcasts, this, that, and the other. I don't care what your orientation is. I really don't give a crap. But all the pushing it in my face is where I'm going to push back. You notice all that shit went out the window. It's male and female now. There aren't 57,293 genders. And you notice that there's not this gigantic push for fringe groups. Now, if you're gay, if you're lesbian, if you're whatever, those are more norms in America. I'm talking about the weirdos that are out there. Like I've said in the past, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and straight are the four that I really say, okay, those are true sexual orientations. Everything else, you know, you can go back to that podcast if you want. But you notice all of their bitching and moaning, all of the bitching and moaning for all of these civil rights, human rights, whatever rights groups stopped instantly. And I find it rather funny because now it's not important. And on that same note, actors and actresses, musicians, sports figures can't play their games, can't go out, can't make movies. And now we've realized they're not important. We don't need them. The people that are important are the people, the blue-collar people, the middle-class people, the people that go to work every day and keep this country rolling. Not somebody that plays make-believe, and is filmed doing it. Or somebody that hits a ball, kicks a ball, runs real fast, whatever. Yes, you entertain us, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, we don't need you. We need doctors, nurses, paramedics, welders, construction guys, handymen, mechanics, store clerks, truck drivers, stockers, you know, all those people. Those are the ones that make the world go round. Now, Trump is a nationalist, and he's been doing a good job with the response and this and that. But a lot of what's going on, not only from his standpoint, but also from things that are going on with this, is way outside of government purview, way overreach on the part of the government, federal, state, and local, that, you know, everybody's culpable in the power grab. And that's why we need to push back and go, no, you're not going to tell us that every time we leave our house, we have to wear a mask. There's nobody in my fucking front yard but me. What, I'm going to infect myself again? No, it has everything to do with controlling every little aspect of your life, because that's what globalists want to do. And Trump has good intentions, but I think he's navigating it a little bit off center. And he's usually 3-4 steps ahead of everybody anyway. But I don't agree with him on how things are being done and what's going on with it. I think the response was good, was effective, but the amount of rights that are being violated to get us through the pandemic, I disagree with him on. And that's just how it sits. I had somebody just walk by the Durango right now wearing a mask. She's the only one out there with her dog, and she's wearing a mask while she walks. This is so stupid. You're not going to get coronavirus walking your fucking dog. Americans deserve what they get if they don't push back on this. Now, is this a deadly disease? Yes, it is bad when you get it. If you have pre-existing conditions, it can be lethal. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not downplaying the virus itself. I'm downplaying the number of people. We're acting like the entire world's infected, and it's only going to be 0.025%, maybe. More people die of AIDS, alcoholism, car accidents, just about anything else than this worldwide. But yet we're going to fuck the entire world because of this. Yes, it's lethal for those that have it. It's lethal for people with pre-existing conditions like diabetes, like high blood pressure, like hypertension, like, you know, any of that that have had pneumonia before. Things like that. It can be lethal for them. And should you distance yourself? Yeah, because of how it's spread and how it can be spread. Sure, distance yourself. I'm not saying don't social distance. I want to be clear with this. But do it voluntarily. Now, as much as Ralph's pisses me off for saying we won't let you in unless you wear a mask starting tomorrow, that's fine. That's their prerogative. They are a privately owned corporation. They can make up whatever policy they want. They could say you can only wear yellow banana pants when you come shop at our stores. That's their right. I don't have to like it. I can either put on a mask or not shop there. That's just how that sits. The response to it is way overkill for what the numbers are telling us. Is it lethal? Yes. Is it bad? Yes. If you have it, I pray to whatever God it is you believe in that they will spare you, because it is horrific. And the aftermath of it can last a lifetime, if years and years and years, if not a lifetime, with how it jacks with your system. But this is overkill, people. This is way overkill. On a note of levity, I've got something funny I want to share with you. So Comrade Bernie, Comrade Bernie as I call him, dropped out of the presidential race in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic. You want to know why? Everything that is going on right now was his platform. Government control of everything. Money, medical, masks, inside, outside, whatever. Totally 100%. Literally, everything that is on Comrade Bernie's platform is being done now. So guess what? He doesn't have a platform. You can't run for president on a platform that's already existing during a presidential election. So he bows out. Comrade Bernie is seeing in America right now with the overreaction to this virus exactly what his platform is, and realized, oh shit, even I don't want this. And I'm an old communist. I find it hilarious. When you don't have a platform, I guess you can't run for president. And don't even get me started with Sleepy Joe, okay? You know, he doesn't stand a snowball's chance in hell. He doesn't even know where he's at half the time. So, but yeah, Comrade Bernie's out because he has no platform, because we are living Comrade Bernie's utopia during this virus. So finally, look, folks, we got to be smart. Americans are finally going to have to, as Bill Maher put it, do two things at the same time and do them well. Get away from, and the hard part about this is because we're forced quarantine or shelter in place, as they call it, now we're getting inundated and indoctrinated with all the MSLSD, CNN, even Fox is, you know, pushing narratives that are out in left field. And we're getting more and more and more of it because we have to stay there. We have to stay in. The time has come, folks, to push back. We need to go to work. We need to get this country back going. I love you all. Stay safe. And we'll get through this. Hopefully, people will start pushing back and going, hey, this is nowhere near as bad as y'all are trying to do. There's something else going on. But you still need to realize, if you're in an area that has a lot of this, it is lethal. It can kill you. So be smart, unlike the government. And just be safe, folks, okay? And use your head.